You're listening to SBS News.
This is the sound of hundreds of protesters in Brazil's capital, Brasilia, as its president, Jair Bolsonaro, rode on horseback. Mr. Bolsonaro shook hands with supporters and did not wear a face mask, despite it being mandatory in the capital in the fight against coronavirus. Protesters held banners calling for the closure of Brazil's Congress and top court for investigating the right-wing leader. The investigation is based on a former justice minister's allegation that Mr. Bolsonaro tried to meddle with law enforcement for personal reasons. Supreme Court Justice Celso de Mello compared the risks to Brazil's democracy with Hitler's Germany.
We must resist the destruction of the democratic order to avoid what happened in the Weimar Republic when Hitler, after he was elected by popular vote, did not hesitate annulling the constitution and imposing a totalitarian system in 1933.
Mr. Bolsonaro has slammed the top court for investigating his interference in police affairs. In Sao Paulo, police used tear gas to disperse the largest pro- and anti-government demonstrations in months. Bolsonaro supporter Lucivânia Pereiro has criticised the investigation.
We want dignity. We want to go back to work and support ourselves. And what the Supreme Court is doing is simply taking away the president's authority.
The political turmoil comes amid a worsening pandemic situation. Nearly 1,000 lives have been lost in the last 24 hours, with 500,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and more than 28,000 deaths recorded to date. As the country becomes the new epicentre of coronavirus, the Brazilian president has been criticised for his handling of the virus. Leader of the anti-government movement, Danilo Pecero, says people would rather be at home taking care of their health.
Today we are here to say we are in favour of democracy and we don't accept this protest that exalts torture and dictatorship.
The Brazilian state of Amazonas has one of Brazil's highest infection rates and also one of the most underfunded health systems. Pope Francis has added pressure on the president by highlighting the plight of people of the Amazon.
Today, the Feast of Pentecost, we invoke the Holy Spirit to give light and strength to the church and society in the Amazon, harshly tried by the pandemic. Many are infected and dead, even among the indigenous peoples who are particularly vulnerable.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.